In June, the U.S. Supreme Court declared Section 3 of the Federal Defensive Marriage Act, or DOMA, unconstitutional. That was the section that defined spouse as someone of the opposite sex, and that was the section that was deemed unfairly discriminatory towards same-sex couples when it came to federal benefits and taxes, among other things. The Supreme Court's decision is seen as a victory in the movement for marriage equality. But what does it all mean for same-gender couples in Missouri? With this question in mind, KBIA's Casey Morrell spoke with a couple from Fulton who now have plans to get married in Washington State following the recent Supreme Court decision.
I'm Brian Mayhew. I'm an artist and graphic design and web design. And my soon-to-be husband, Tom, and I live in Fulton, Missouri.
We have carved out a nice life over the last 9 years and intend to get married in Washington State soon. And continue with our good life and our family.
We've been together 9 years. Actually, it was 9 years ago, July 31st, I asked Tom to marry me. So we've waited 9 years to be able to actually legally do that.
You know, we talked over the years since Iowa legalized same-sex marriage. We discussed, well, let's drive up and get married, and realized pretty quick that's nice, but when we come back to Missouri, nothing's changed.
A couple of years ago, we ate out, and I went into anaphylactic shock, and my throat was closing, my tongue was swollen, my lungs were filling up with liquid, I had huge welts, and the doctor said, this is life-threatening, you immediately need to go to the ER and get a shot of epinephrine and start drinking Benadryl. Well, I knew I couldn't afford a trip to the ER. During that whole period, all I could think about was the people, and they had been my closest friends that were involved in passing the Defense of Marriage Amendment. I just felt very punished on a very personal level because I knew that my friends supported this law, and it just became very personal. What you're telling me is the person that you love and have chosen to spend your life with has more value than the person I love and have chosen to spend my life with. So for me, that's how it comes down. It's pretty black and white, and it does feel very inequitable, and it's painful on a very personal level.
I see this whole thing starting to open up now. I think, make no mistake, we are in a very, very huge historic time in American history, certainly in world history, where this is taking place on the world stage. This is huge. And in 50 years, we'll look back at 2013, 14, 15 as being very defining times. So the Supreme Court, I think, made that happen. And now the gates are open.
We want people to know that we're not ashamed of who we are and that kind of thing, and it's important, especially for the LGBT community, not to be invisible. I think it's very easy to discriminate against an invisible minority, and so we've always been very, felt it was very important for us to be quote-unquote out for that reason.
That was Brian Mayhew and Tom Harris speaking with KBIA's Casey Morrell about their upcoming marriage.